This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this podcast episode of Messenger Insight. I'm joined with two great friends and brothers here that I'll introduce to you. Today, we're going to be talking about the men's retreat coming up here in Oklahoma. And to do that, I have Brian Mills, who serves as lead pastor at Together We Church in UConn, and then Prophet Bailey, who's on staff here with Oklahoma Baptist and men's ministry partner. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
Super
man.
Honored.
Well,
pumped to be here, man.
So April 26th, 27th at Falls Creek is the place to be for guys in Oklahoma. Prophet, you and your team are doing a great job getting this all assembled. You've recruited great speakers like Brian here that are going to bring the word. But tell us kind of the rundown of what's all planned, if you would.
Okay. So coming in that Friday, registration will kind of start at 9 and people guys will roll in. But we'll have activities started at 10 and they'll roll through to about dinner time as well. But man, we're going to have a really good time with some of the things that we're going to be doing. Archery, we're going to have skeet shooting, going to have some things like Tannerite, dodgeball.
Oh, all come kind of on. Different.
You know, that dodgeball tournament.
Are we shooting Tannerite and watching things blow up?
Man, that's the plan. Woo! That is the plan.
Yeah, that's so that's
it, man. That is fully, man. Fully Oklahoma. So
I love it.
Look at having a 3-point contest. We're going to have a car show as well. That's going to be on that Saturday. And so,
that's cool.
Guys, if you that's have awesome. Cars, you know, guys have cars who want to come, please let me know. You can email me at bbailey@oklahomabaptist.org and we'd love to get your car in because guys, you know, love cars, man. So
that's so, cool.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, registration's now open, and at oklahomabaptist.org, they can find information under the men's ministry tab.
Right.
It's a great deal, I mean, for being the whole weekend, very reasonably priced, and people, guys can get in on that with the church. Mm-hmm. So, Brian, you'll be one of the main speakers for that. What's that like, and what's God putting on your heart?
Well, super honored to be a part of it, and so grateful Prophet invited me to join with him on the journey. And I'm super excited to dive into Ephesians as God really put on his heart to take these men through the book of Ephesians a little bit and for me to open it up, talking about salvation and who we are in Christ and our identity in Christ. Right. It's not just for those that don't know Jesus, but for those that do know Christ and strengthening them in their walk with the Lord. But it's also a great spot to invite men that don't know the Lord. And I would encourage every man listening, hey, find one friend that doesn't know Jesus, put them in the room, because we're going to share a clear gospel. And we're already praying over that and praying God would anoint that. God would soften the heart of men. And we've been seeing a ton of men come to know Jesus in our church. We're believing that for the men's conference. And so I'm pretty fired up about it.
No kidding. That's awesome. Well, I love how you put the gospel at the center of everything you do. Each time you get up to talk, you share. And the Lord's using that, Brian. I mean, your church is really reaching people. And tell us about the rest of the program, Prophet, as far as other sessions and speakers. Obviously, Brian is going to bring a great, great word.
Man, he's outstanding. So I'm praying for Brian as well to be one of our speakers. But then Pastor Gary McNeil, he'll come on Saturday, First Baptist Church, Durant. They're going to bring some dynamic words. Friday is going to be evangelistic push for men. Saturday is going to be a discipleship push. So if they come to Christ on Friday, then they'll know how to how to live that out. And so our theme this year is custom made. And so it's coming from Ephesians 2 and 10. And so it says, "For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God prepared ahead of time for us to do that we should walk in them." And so with that, we are, rowing through the idea of, like he said, identity in Christ, our purpose in Christ. And so the hope is that men would, if they're already believers in Christ, that they would be challenged. But if they're not, that they would come to the understanding of the identity. Because I do think that men struggle with identity as well. Yeah. Sometimes what we place our identity in, I've heard someone kind of say, like, we put our identity in bank accounts, brains, bronze, then some would say even the bedroom, in terms of like, your identity is in that for society and whatnot. But I'm hoping that men will be challenged to have their identity in Christ and to walk that out. So Friday would be the evangelistic push. Saturday would be the kind of discipleship push of how do we live this, walk this out,
Great story in that just happened in our church. A man been coming to our church for, gosh, he's been coming 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. His wife surely been dragging him to church. He didn't know the Lord. Matter of fact, he declared to be an atheist. Mm. But he kept coming to church. You keep coming to church as an atheist, you're eventually going to get saved, right?
Yeah.
And Scott Dawson was preaching for us. And Miss Eddie talked about identity and how we are custom made.
Yeah.
Man, God used that sermon. And I'll never forget, I was standing on stage during the invitation. And this man began to walk down the aisle we've been praying for 20-something years.
Wow.
Hit his knees at the altar, surrender his life to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
And I think the Lord could do that very same thing at this men's conference. Yeah. And see men respond, because that identity deal is a big deal amongst men. So
it is. It's huge.
Pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love the theme, custom made. I love the scripture y'all are talking about. Mm-hmm. There's something special, too, just about being at those campgrounds together, Falls Creek, the shoulder to shoulder, that men's fellowship idea. I mean, in our society, guys don't get a lot of that fellowship unless they seek that out. That's been really special. Prophet, you mentioned some of the activities. There's going to be really all kinds for any interest area.
Right. And so we'll also have some breakouts too. And so we'll have so our focus this year is going to be on reaching men. And so for the two breakouts that we'll have is going to be Coach T. He's using evangelism as a lifestyle. And then Pastor Tom Gregg from Little Axe, he'll be kind of he's done outdoors, you know, kind of work a lot of his life. And so he'll be talking about using your passions to fulfill your for your purpose or using basically using your passion to help fulfill your purpose. So whether that is archery or fishing or whatnot, you can use that to help reach men. And so he's done that a lot. And so I'm hoping that through some of these activities, guys will be also encouraged to use those avenues to reach men as well. So
awesome.
Yeah, we'll have some of those things as well. Car show, to make sure I'm not missing Faith Riders, man. They motorcycle guys, man.
Love those guys.
They're very much about reaching guys, and so they've been there a lot. And so I thank God that they'll be back as well. And so Disaster Relief is coming, and they'll be doing a demonstration, allowing guys to kind of work some machinery. So I'm pumped about that.
That's
too.
Pretty
so,
cool.
Yeah. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. You know, if we stop and think about men in society today, we are bombarded with a lot of destructive things. I mean, we're facing the pornography epidemic. Mm. There's society pushing people to be guys to be barbaric or wimpy. Mm. I mean, what are you seeing as far as God at work and God in the move among men in the local church? And what's some things that give you hope, Brian, for what you've seen?
Well, I think a lot's given me hope in the local church. To be honest, the whole theme custom made really is beginning to lean in, because what a lot of men are pulling back on is saying, how were we designed by the Lord? And when we begin to look at how God created us all the way from the book of Genesis to where we're at today, and we see that we've been custom made, we've been designed by our heavenly creator to be this certain type of individual. But we're all unique in it. Everybody's got a different temperament. Everybody's got a different personality. Everybody's got a different design. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we're on mission for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're watching men do a few things in the local church, long for community. Mm-hmm. They want to get connected. That's why I love what you're talking about here, Prophet, because it's connecting men with men. Mm-hmm. And we're noticing like crazy that men want to get around men. So we're providing avenues to do that. You think about it. Why do we go to the gym? I go to the gym every week, find great community at the gym. But you know what else I find at the gym? It's a no judgment zone. Mm-hmm. So they're not judging me for who I am. You see all these people start coming to the gym. You see people getting pushed. Mm-hmm. Men love to be pushed.
Yeah.
They love to be challenged. We like to say you get called up. You don't get called out, right?
Like
That's
that.
What happens
like
at the gym.
Yeah.
You get called up. You can do one more rep. They're not calling you out for not hitting the right amount of reps.
Yeah.
Well, why can the local church not be that? Why can the local church not be that for men today, where we're calling them up, not calling them out, but just calling them up to higher living?
Yeah.
Really, Ephesians does that.
Yeah.
Like one thing I wrote down was Ephesians 4:19 says, having lost all sensitivity, they've given themselves over essentially to indulge in every kind of impurity. Well, everything you just listed is mentioned in that, right?
Yeah, that is.
It's all impurity. And it's all some sins have creeped in. Why? We got sensitive to it. We got calloused to the idea that sin's around us.
Yeah.
And men have started saying, well, I'm used to that, or, man, it's okay, I can hang with these people, it's normal to me. And it's like we become callous to the idea of sin, so we fall into sin.
Yeah.
Well, we might need to have a spiritual pedicure at the men's event. I don't even do pedicures. I'm not even for
can it. Be,
right?
Can it be a manicure?
I'm not for it.
I don't
do any of it. But at the end of the day, what to do? It gets rid of the roughness so we can be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is speaking in our life. And if men approach that moment and say, I'm going to add some sensitivity to my heart towards where I become calloused against, what could God do in our individual lives?
Yeah.
And so you begin to see men are longing for that. And when you get to that point, man, they're broken before the Lord.
Yeah.
Coming to know the Lord, repentant.
Yes.
And just, it's really this beautiful thing that's happening today. So, I'll tell you one more story. I'm talking a lot.
No, you go. You go.
But I sat down with a man the other day, invited me to a restaurant.
Okay.
Called me and he goes, man, I have to talk to you. And so we go over to a restaurant. He just falls and begins, it's a burly man. This isn't like, he's not a tender boy. Mm-hmm. This a burly man. He sat down and he started to weep. I said, man, what's going on? He said, I've screwed up my marriage. I've screwed up my life. I'm about to have an affair. I was just on my way to have an affair. I'm looking at pornography and I finally got caught looking at pornography and all these things. And he said, I just need your help. I said, you don't need my help. You need God's help. You better learn to repent.
Yeah.
And so I asked him about his salvation. He told me his salvation experience. He said, I know I got Jesus in me. I said, it's time to start living like Jesus. Yeah. And, you know, won't you man up, hit your knees, and do something about it? And he looked back at me like, seriously? I said, yeah, it's time to man up. You want a meeting with me? I didn't call this meeting. You don't want to put yourself at the table with me. Man, that dude felt broken before the Lord.
Wow,
man.
God wrecked him in that moment. He changed his life. He added accountability through another brother. He added accountability to Scripture. He's at our church every time the doors are open.
Wow.
He's starting to memorize Scripture over the sin that so easily entangles him, like Hebrews talks about, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sin that so easily entangles us, started memorizing Scripture over it, started growing his faith. He's a warrior for us today in our church.
Yeah.
We're watching that happen over and over and over. I think men are hurting and are lost in their sin, and they want a way out. They just don't know how to get out. That's why I love the men's conference. That's why I love, because you're calling us to preach truth.
Yes, sir.
You didn't call me and say, hey, I want you to take it easy on these men.
No. Yeah.
You said, I want you to preach truth. And as a result, Jesus draws people to himself. And as he does, man, life change begins to happen. So
I love that.
Just that's recognizing that happening in men's lives.
Yeah. That's a powerful testimony in how you were able to challenge him, cause him to just step up and not go gentle on him and not go easy on him.
But have grace and love. You know, it's like the gym.
That's right.
You don't want a trainer that's like, man, you did great.
Right.
You could have done 12 more reps. You were so mediocre in here. I'm so proud of you. You'd be like, well, man, I'm paying you for that. Right? Yeah. Well, why would we do anything less spiritually for somebody?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that we want from our doctor. We want our doctor to lie to us. Like, we want the truth. Like, tell me where I need to get better at, you know, before I die. You know, I don't want that sugarcoat.
Yep.
And so, that's great, man, that you—
You know something else I'm seeing in men is they long to have a purpose. And so we challenge our men to go be kingdom influencers wherever God places their feet this week. If you own a company, he gave you that company not to get rich, to make much of Jesus in that company. Now, that might be through your giving. It might be through how you're taking Jesus to your company. Are you starting Bible studies in your company? Are you being a kingdom influencer wherever your feet go? Same thing for us in this circle. You know, we go to lunch in a minute. Are we going to be a kingdom influencer? That's where the Lord took our feet that day. Are we going to make people a difference? Are we going to make a difference for the kingdom of the Lord? I think men want that purpose.
Yeah.
When they have a purpose to go and advance the gospel of Jesus, man, they buy in. And we're watching men in our church. Oh my gosh, it's unreal,
man.
Seeing how God's using them to win people to the Lord, to pray for people, do stuff in their businesses. And they're taking God's given them a lot of influence, and they're leveraging that influence for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're challenging them to do it. Really, God challenged them to do it. He's just using us through his word to challenge them to do it. Man, they're buying into the challenge. And they're going to live with purpose. And so I don't see men just wanting to turn from kind of this rebellion of sin that's so easily entangled with us. There's a lot of men that have rebelled against that, said, I'm going to build the foundation. What now? And they're grabbing a hold of the purpose on wherever their feet are being planted to go mm-hmm. make much of Jesus.
Man, praise God.
Wow, so, I love that. Yeah. Something I appreciate mm-hmm. about Brian, and it comes across every time you speak, is yeah. he has confidence in the Lord and mm-hmm. in the gospel and the power mm-hmm. of what God can do in the Word, because it's easy to look around and see society, oh, there's too much addiction, too much right. breakdown, mm-hmm. stronghold, you know, we just can't do it. Mm-hmm. It's too bad. And instead of cursing the darkness,
yeah, set up
the lighthouse, you know, believe, have confidence that yeah. God can change. I mean, that family you mentioned, that guy, we've seen it time and again at this men's retreat. It's,
absolutely.
I mean, they get on their face before the Lord, they walk away a changed person right. and live that out. How key is that accountability element that you mentioned, Brian? I mean, I really want to key in on that concept. How have you seen accountability among brothers just play out importantly?
Well, I think we all need each other. People need people. At our church, we say together we need people because people need people.
Yep. Mm.
And I think men need men.
Absolutely.
And I think at a men's conference, men are going to gather ground. They're going to find like-minded brothers mm-hmm. that are got the same struggles, that got the same maybe addictions, that got the same chasing after success, the work ethic, the mm-hmm. workaholic. They're going to join together, and they might need each other to look at each other mm-hmm. that can breathe life into each other. You cannot do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't overcome an addiction alone. You can't be a great husband alone. You need somebody to look at you every now and then and say, why are you treating your wife that way? Mm. Why aren't you going home to spend time with your kids? Mm. You need a like-minded brother, by the way, that you trust, that you love, and that has earned the right to speak into your life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Accountability is not for me just to walk up to some random dude on the street. He's going to jack me in the face, man. But if I go up to a like-minded brother, hey, man, you've been working a lot. How's your kids? How's your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, man, well, I'll get around to it. Mm. You might want to change your schedule a little bit.
Yeah.
He's probably going to receive that from me, and he needs to. And by the way, I need that in my life.
We all need it.
I need somebody to say, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Go home. And you need that accountability. People mm-hmm. need mm-hmm. people. And if we have that, we can all excel to be who God created, to be the best us that God created us to be.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I would add, too, that the men's retreat does the foundation of it, kind of Keith Burkhart, kind of broke them into tribes of men who like motorcycles, who like fishing, who like outdoorsmanship, who like sports, you know. And so they're broken into some tribes. And in those tribes, you can find community, find connection, fellowship with one another through that. And it's kind of what that breakout for Tom Gregg will be both focusing on. But yeah, there are tribes of men. We can find our group and our community.
You know we're not in this alone. A little tribe I got in like that. That's why it's so important. Yeah. One of my buddies, I waterfowl hunt with him all the time. Mm-hmm. And he will say this to me, say, don't weaken this week. Don't weaken. He'll call me. Don't weaken. Mm. It's accountability.
Yeah.
He's looking at me as his pastor, and he's saying, hey, don't weaken.
Mm. Yep.
Don't drift into something you shouldn't. Yeah. Don't do something.
Yeah.
Just, I need that. Mm. And it just reminds me, like, I'm not going to weaken. I'm going to stay strong, you know. So accountability is so helpful.
I've been pondering.
That's good. That's good.
Don't weaken on me.
The Psalm, think about Psalm 1, blesses the man who walks not in counsel the ungodly. Mm-hmm. He's walking, then suddenly he's standing, and then he's sitting among the wicked. Sometimes we don't even notice we got distracted, and we just slipped into it. And then a brother can call you out and say, hey, I need to lift you out of this. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and register now. There's church groups, lots of opportunities, oklahomabaptist.org/men.
Yeah.
Prophet, you've taken on this men's ministry role. I thought we could take a minute here, and many people in the state know you, but go ahead and tell us about yourself and your ministry and background, if you would, because you're doing a great work here, brother. Go ahead and share, if you would.
Try my best, but thank you, Brian. Really from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Come from a Christian family. Dad was a pastor for 38 years. He passed away in 2018. And so from that, man, when I think of my hero as a man, I look at my dad.
Yeah.
I think of my older brothers as well. But I didn't think I would get into ministry, but the Lord called me into that. I love sports, and so sports was my God in some sense in high school, but God kind of – he really humbled me on that. Because I love track, and I was trying to make a deal with God that, hey, Lord, if you let me win state, I'll I'll preach for you. Well, I lost in every event that year. It was bad. And so I wound up, you know, following him and receiving that call. And then from there on, man, God just continued to bless me and use me. And then that following year, you know, I wound up winning state. And then that's when I got a scholarship to mm-hmm. Oklahoma Baptist University. And I was able to do a pastoral ministry and major in biblical studies. And so from there on, I just continued to follow the Lord and where He would lead. And so I would go to Southwestern, do ministry there, but a lot of youth ministry.
You've done BCM.
BCM work, young adult college ministry, pastored out of Brooksville, a little small church. But that church, man, when I was in college, I was attending that church, and there were some men there who were just, you know, really great leaders. And I, one of them in particular took me in, man, just fed me and blessed me in that sense. And so, but from there, I've had a heart for young adult ministry as well as men's ministry. And I found that at Langston University as I was helping football team and helping with the track team and some of the other ministries as well there. So it's, yeah. And so, but it's been good, man, and working this year. So, you know, just this first year, kind of drinking out of fire hose, you know, just trying to, you know, maintain. And but it's been good. A lot of guys have been receptive, helpful, been able to go around to different men's ministry. There's like this man church that's, you know, mid-South Oklahoma. Guys have started churches, lay leaders. They'll meet every other month, basically, and they'll do like a worship service. And same thing happened at Sunny Lane as well. A lot of churches gathering together. And one of the things I'm just realizing is, like, I think one of the things I want to help do is strengthen communication with men's ministry. Because I think there's some churches out there, guys are isolated. They're alone. They don't realize, like, hey, there's some success across the state in men's ministry. And all churches don't look the same. And so the hope I'm looking at doing is just get that word out that, you know, there were salvations happened at Together We Church. There were salvations that were happening here or there. And so I'm hoping to be able to kind of like let guys know, because I think about Paul, you know, and his fear, and the Lord lets him know, like, hey, there's I have some believers in this town. And the same thing for Elijah. Like, he gets discouraged as well, and God tells him, hey, he has some prophets. And so, like, I want to help in strengthening that communication, letting guys know, like, hey, hang in there, because there's guys, like you're saying, praying for other guys at their church, and they need to keep their hands on the plow, like letting them know, like, hey, man, there's a better's coming. Yeah, so I want to help strengthen.
Good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that, and we're so glad the Lord has you here. With the time we have left, Brian, how can we pray for you as you prepare to preach, and then also your church? How can we keep praying for y'all with all that's going on?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. Yeah. I would say just pray that God would use His Word to speak clearly into men, and would use me to speak clearly to the needs of the men in the room, and that He would anoint the invitation, and that people would respond, and however the Holy Spirit works on them that day, and really go to the Lord and ask Him for that. Praying for our church, pray that God would just keep giving us great favor. The Lord has really shined favor on us and has been really, really kind and gracious to us, going through a name change. That's a different world, but the Lord was really good. It's a unified front for the gospel. And we're seeing a lot of people respond to Jesus and baptize a lot of people. And so really, really humbled by that and grateful for it. So thanks for asking.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Brian Mills, Prof. Bailey, thank you for coming on today. We just really look forward to April with this men's retreat. Go to oklahomabaptist.org for more. And thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.